Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sippies. He's with 50 as a top or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Hey. Everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
And this is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, February 11th, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street Fight Terminator 2 Judgment Day of the Dead Man Walking. No show here next Tuesday, because I'll be doing the second Getting Doug with High live at Largo on La Cienega. Five great guests, all getting Doug on stage and streaming live. Largo-LA.com for tickets. Use the discount code GETDOUG. Jacksonville, Florida. I want the Comedy Zone tomorrow night, so probably tonight or last night, depending on when you listen to this. Could be a few weeks ago. But, you know, if you're hearing it in time, come on by. And Monday, after the Weezer Cruise, also jump on that if you want to, I'm doing an interruption of Point Break at the Sunray Cinemas at 4:20 on President's Day. Point Break, President's Day, get it? State of Denver, Colorado. Yeah! I'm doing my second annual Mother's Day show at the Comedy Works at 4:20 on Mother's Day. Six Finger Tim will be there. Will you? If he high-fives you, you get 5.5 years of good luck. Because his six finger is really like half a finger. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Our friend Fart Cancer on Twitter tweeted, "The new Lego movie just seems pieced together." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Prize bags tonight, you guys. There's a lot of shit to unpack, and I should do most of it with the guests out here. But we have a Doug Loves Movies T-shirt. We have a copy of Gateway Doug. We have some Simpsons items, even though no one involved with the Simpsons is here tonight. And let's just get my guests out here. Please welcome returning Leonard Maltin Game winner Mark Wahlberg, along with Chris Mancini and Sam the Man Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, he won't even touch the mic, Doug. Mark won't even touch his mic.
No, well, that's the thing. I mean, Sam, you're special, but most actors that come on the show, they're not. Their mic technique is less than stellar. And
how you guys doing, you talk, huh?
Oh, okay. Which, so I know you did a little bit with Andy Samberg where you went on SNL and pretended to be mad, but it was clear you were pretending to be mad, but I think you're still really mad at that guy, am I right?
He just didn't fucking ask my permission, that's all. You think you're fucking better than me?
All he had to do was ask your permission?
Fucking give me a heads up, bro. I'll be like, then I can be like, oh yeah, that's I was cool with it. But instead I had a fucking gut react, and my gut reaction, I'm gonna fucking kill this dude.
But he portrayed you as a really polite, sweet guy that always asks people to say hi to their mother.
Yeah, where the fuck is that from? I don't know anybody's mother. From fucking 1996 to 2004, I didn't even talk to my own mother.
Mark Wahlberg is here, ladies and gentlemen. And the dude is a fan of the show because I had said that I hadn't experienced the other guys last week. Sent me the Blu-ray DVD combo pack. Sent it right here to UCB.
Do you want
to? Now I have to watch this shit. I mean, I'm going to watch this.
Let's fucking cancel the show. Fire that bitch up. Let's fucking do this.
You're going
to
like it.
Can we just play it? I'll talk to Ryan in the booth. Is that cool? No, I'll watch it later. It's got both the theatrical and extended versions. What do you think the extended stuff is?
Like shots of background, people walking around and shit.
Oh, it's not like alternative lines or takes of the stars of the movie, you and Will Ferrell?
No, Will Ferrell and I almost got in a fistfight at Craft Services, and I think they caught that. But other than that...
That's on here, sure. Maybe?
I think extended, they mean extended credits. I don't know. I don't get into that business. I just show up, fucking kill it, and leave.
All right, well, I'm going to watch it. Whoever wins tonight gets the Blu-ray. I kept the DVD, because I'm old school like that. I'm all about the quality of a DVD. Chris Mancini is here, ladies and gentlemen. And you know him, of course, from the Comedy Film Nerds podcast with our friend Graham Elwood. What do you do when he starts whistling, Chris?
Whistling is forbidden on the Comedy Film Nerds podcast.
Oh, we gotta talk later about how I can get that on this show.
Yeah,
because that would be fantastic. And you brought a copy of the book that was spawned by the podcast called the Comedy Film Nerds Guide to Movies. Mm-hmm. And I was looking right at it, so I know what it is. And Myopic Visions, a collection of short films by award-winning filmmaker Chris Mancini.
Yes.
So yeah,
it's been on HBO awesome. And the Sci-Fi Channel. All the short films I've done, and if you want to see what Paul F. Tompkins, Andy Kindler, and Jay Johnston looked like in the '90s, you can check out some of the short films.
great reason to watch.
Yeah,
I brought a T-shirt from Sketch Fest in San Francisco, which turned 13, and we watched Twilight New Moon together. And next year we're going to watch Twilight Eclipse.
Fucking good, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna. You're a big Twilight fan?
I just fucking think it was badass. Those kids turn into dogs and shit.
There must have been a movie in your career where you turned into something. Did you ever transform into anything?
Most of my movies, I just turn into a fucking badass. But, because we talked about this. In The Happening, I turned into a teacher.
So what did you bring tonight? What
are
you, eight modern
shit.
Plays?
Yep. Open it up. Open it up.
Okay.
I wrote no on the fucking inscription page.
Okay.
Who's your favorite playwright?
Sam Shepard.
Yeah.
Fucking True West, baby. Yeah, I know my shit.
I do like True West, but you wrote inside eight modern plays, none of which you have anything to do with. Good luck. Read this.
Fucking to the point, like a punch.
M.W.
Wait, what'd you do with what was inside of there?
Oh, the receipt?
It's not a receipt. Why don't you look at what that is? That is a free complimentary ticket to Lone Survivor. Let's go, people. Let's see this fucking movie. I don't know what I gotta do.
But it's a receipt from General
it is
Nutrition
not
Center.
A fucking GNC receipt, bro.
It's some sort of thing they have with Lone Survivor.
Right there it says you qualify for a free movie ticket to Lone Survivor.
Yeah. You just bought a power bar. You could survive.
Now, is that good outside of Boston?
Oh, yeah, that's fucking good anywhere. Magic Johnson time movies and Showplace 16. That's fucking, you can go, you can walk in there. You just show them, and if they give you shit, be like, fucking, we'll handle it after the movie.
Sam Levine is here, everybody.
Oh, thank you. You're very sweet.
What, you brought Simpsons swag?
I brought some Simpsons swag.
What do you got here,
Sam? It's my favorite show and stuff. Those are Simpsons earbuds.
Of course they are.
With its little Duffs, Duff beers
and
for
then...
earbuds. And then I'm so
just
glad,
in time for 2014.
Just in time for 2014. If you had me on any
Wolf
later, that
Wall
thing would
Street,
be garbage.
Fighter,
so, to Simpsons wall calendar.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead.
All right.
Man walking. Thank you for bringing that, Sam.
Oh, my pleasure.
And thank you for bringing the heat tonight, because Mark Wahlberg was an outstanding player last week.
I heard.
And I thought, earmuffs, Mark.
You got
I
it.
Thought... I thought, I can't put up with this week after week, so I gotta bring somebody in. Cause like, I was already worried, like, what if he brings in a bag full of marked protein bars? Mark Wahlberg's protein bars called Marked.
Yeah, Marked. You know?
I fucking brought
these. You've been marked. You've been fucking tagged.
Here, let me have two of these.
With chocolate goodness. Those things are so heavy. Listen to this, you guys.
Is that a brick?
It's crazy. I didn't mean, it was like a game of fetch. I didn't mean to make you go get it like that.
Okay, for those...
He put it daintily
those,
back on the table.
For those who are doubtful, a portion of sales of Marked will benefit the Mark Wahlberg Youth Foundation. This is real.
Yeah, you know what that's called? Not fucking around. That's what that's called.
Let me see what happens if I throw one to Jordan. Does he eat it? Does he try it?
Dude, these are so fucking good. You don't need to eat for 2 days.
Another portion of sales will benefit Mark Wahlberg.
You fucking know it, Chris Mancini. Hey, let's give away one more. Who else wants one? Come on. Okay, all right, here you go.
Careful!
Yeah.
Fucking see that?
Nice.
Like throwing a cinder block at the audience.
Oh, let's fucking throw some.
Excellent, excellent, excellent Benedict Cumbercatch.
It's a good one.
All right. Yeah, it was a lot of effort. It was sweaty. Oh, thank you, Marked. Terrific prize bags, as is often the case, because everyone's super super generous and brings really cool stuff. So somebody's going to win all of this. Who's it going to be, gentlemen? Let's pick some name tags. What do you say?
Okay.
Yeah, let the games begin. And we're not talking Sochi. This is the real deal. People train pretty poor showing on name tags, Sam Levine says. Before he says more, talks more shit about you guys, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after this. And we're back. All right, let's see who you guys are playing for tonight on this beautiful February Eve. Mr. Wahlberg, you're first.
Everybody's ex-girlfriend, Tiffany. You either had sex with or dated a Tiffany. I guarantee it.
Do you still remember all those names you said in that scene with Ted in the movie of the same name?
Nope.
Okay, it's good. Good answer. I'm gonna find this shit. Oh, nice. Oh, classic smirk. Chris, who are you playing for?
King of the Surf Guitar, Dale.
All right. And Sam?
I appear to be playing for Pete.
I've seen that one before. Where did I see that, Pete?
At Riot Fest.
At Riot Fest here in Los Angeles. Did Jeff Garland pick it?
No, and it's not Pete.
What the fuck?
Says Elliot.
His name is Elliot.
Okay.
We went through this before.
That's very confusing. I only picked this because I thought your name was Pete.
I'm on there twice, right? And Graham Elwood's on there once. But I thought one of the versions of me was supposed to be T.J. Miller. The one with the hair and the hat kind of looks like T.J. Miller to me.
I picked this because the movie Pete's Dragon, Charlie Callis appears in the movie. And ask your great-grandparents who Charlie Callis was.
He played the Dragon Slayer in the movie, right?
So, yes. And Charlie Callis is also from Fort Lee, New Jersey, my hometown.
Oh.
I thought I would
What a delightful and
backstory. Backstory makes the characters real.
I was gonna rest of my sentence was who gives a shit, but yeah.
Not me.
Right there with you, bro.
I like it. I like it. Well, we have some strong competitors tonight. Everybody, you know, would love to come back in 2 weeks. We'll be back here in 2 weeks for another another exciting, fun, over show. That'd be awesome if I wrote the word show on the next page.
Doug, do you still travel with a clipboard since now they have... loosened the restrictions on small electronic devices that you can keep on during takeoff and landing?
Oh, I still don't want to write it on my phone. I like having this big piece of paper with everything on it. And
gotcha.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up.
It comforts me.
Relax, Steve.
Yeah. My phone could die at any minute, but this piece of paper is going to exist from now on.
We're friends. It's got to be from a movie.
We're basically family.
Shit.
Poor brother.
Fear?
Fear. Where the fuck can
I
go?
That's Fear?
We're fucking doing lines with Mark.
That's what it's called? Doing lines with Mark?
Yep, fucking doing lines with Mark. So let's fucking play the doing lines with Mark.
If you lose tonight, next week, I want you to just step out on stage every once in a while, and or 2 weeks from now, and just say a line from one of your movies, and we have to guess, and then you just tell us whether we're right or wrong, and then walk off again. Would you accept that role? I mean, I know you're a leading
man,
but...
You know what? Let's pencil it in.
Okay. We had you penciled for tonight, and you made it, so that's
exciting.
That's
what I'm saying. Number two, all the way.
It could totally happen. All right, let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Of course, you're playing for Tiffany, and... I'm going to give you three category choices, Mark, and then we'll go to Chris, and then we'll go to one of the all-time greats, Sam Levine.
I thought Edgar Wright was here.
He's pretty good, too, but he doesn't get in the game enough.
Yeah.
At Jimmy Dime suggested Teen Wolf of Wall Street, and that's movies where Michael J. Fox plays a financier. At Not Tiernan suggested Anchorman 2, and that's sequels that have scenes on a boat. And at Cockbobber, I'm sorry, Cock_bobber, suggested Marijuana, and that's movies where Meryl Streep smokes weed. Marijuana. Which is what we should call it from now on. Make it whiter. So people have less reason to be afraid of it.
Yeah. And I bet you I'm the only person here who's actually had some marijuana in their fucking mouth. Let's do this.
Yeah, I bet you're right. I bet you are right about
summer
that.
Summer 94, 1 week, me and her. All right, let's go. You know what I want to do? I want to go on a fucking boat.
All right, I'll tell you right now, the answer's not Perfect Storm, so holster that.
God damn it.
Would you like a movie that has that was a sequel that also has parts in a boat from 1979 or 1997?
I mean, I already know what it is, so. Let's go 97, bro.
You know what both of them are, or
no,
the 97
just 97 one?
Okay. All right.
So you guys know.
Here we go. Let's see if this helps you in confirming what your suspicions are. Leonard Maltin calls this movie a bomb. He says it's mind-numbingly stupid. And he also asks at the end, did anyone read the script before signing on for this one? And he lists 12 names.
Negative two.
How many... Chris Mancini, what are you going to do with that?
That is quite a gauntlet to throw down in the first round.
I know.
I figure like this. Either way, I got somewhere to be.
I don't feel...
by boat? No.
What's that?
By boat?
I can make it a fucking boat if you want to go.
I do. Mark Wahlberg, name that movie.
All right, I just got to know right now. Do I say the title first?
Say the title and the two names in the correct order from top billing to second billing, according to Leonard Maltin. And
but if I say
and it, I don't say yes or no to any of it until you've said all of it.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Name the movie.
Speed 2.
Name the top billed person in that movie.
Sandra Bullock.
Name the second billed person.
Jason Patrick.
Name the actual full title of the film.
National Lampoon's Speed 2.
You really can't name the whole thing? That was a fun answer, but...
I mean, I could probably think of something. Adrift or something like that.
Drift?
Yeah, oh, Adrift.
Hope Floats?
Oh my God, so fucking good. Sandra Bullock.
Speed 2,
Harry
Gravity.
Connick Jr. Greatest fucking song Bob Seger ever wrote.
Speed 2, The Lake House.
No, I just know what a speed to, so I feel like I did a good job.
I think you did a great job, and that's part of the fun of the show, is that everyone is excited and happy for you, and yet you also lose.
We already know how you're going to end this sentence.
You also don't get the point. Speed 2, Cruise Control. Everybody knew it.
There's three, Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, who was the third name?
Number three, Willem Dafoe.
And four has got to be who? Glenn Plummer?
Of course, he's a shithead.
Bill Paxton?
Glenn Plummer?
Glenn Plummer, no. They went with Tamura Morrison. Then Brian McCardle.
Yeah, everybody fucking knows it after
McCarty,
I say the title.
Yeah. Christine Frickens. Mm. Colleen Camp, Lois Childs, Jeremy Hotz.
Wow.
Comedian Jeremy Hotz. Bo Swanson.
Could you please say
then
his full name?
Then Glenn Plummer at the way. Well,
and then, who do you think the last one is, Sam? Wackiest role in the movie. Comic relief.
Don Knotts?
No. Fucking Tim Conway.
Of course.
The next best thing to Don Knotts.
The next best thing.
It's riveting.
All right. Chris Mancini has a point, everybody. Which is the name of one of his books about raising children.
Yeah.
Chris Mancini has a point. Sam gets to pick a category.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and then we go to Chris. And then hopefully
hello?
Mark will be off the phone by the time by the time we get to him, he'll be off his call.
Is that Sandra Bullock?
What's that?
That's Sandy, Chris.
Sandy. Oh, yeah.
Sandy. When she calls Mark, it's Sandy.
It's double S, guys.
Sam, would you like
Steven Spiel? What, you want me to say his full fucking name, too?
No, I want you to pronounce it. I want you to give it the Jewish pronunciation. It's Spiel.
Okay, fair enough.
Turn over a new leaf. Turn over a new leaf. And that's Joaquin Phoenix movies before his name changed from Leaf to Joaquin.
Oh, okay.
At Blueberry Johnson suggests you're in this. And this is films that someone in the panel is in.
Ah.
One of you guys is in a movie.
Boy, Mark Wahlberg's been in a lot of movies.
I know, right? Seems unfairly pitched towards him. Good thing you get to pick.
Yep.
And at Mike_Spatafora suggests 2001 A Spacey Odyssey. And that's Kevin Spacey films that came out in 2001.
It seems like it should be a gimme, but I'll go with... the Leaf Phoenix category.
All right. Leaf Phoenix from 89 or 96, and both of these would be in the 19s.
I will take 1989.
Ooh. 3.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie insightful. He also says that it was followed by a TV series. And he names 13 people. How many can you get it in, Sam? The ma'am.
-4.
Levine. AKA Lil Wolverine. Oh, I think I'm having a heart attack.
Sorry.
That's exciting. -4, he says, Chris.
Don't let him
Sam,
fucking do
I mean, you got a point. You'll only be tied up.
Yeah, name the movie.
All right.
The film is Parenthood.
Yup.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark.
Fucking know it.
Be quiet. Mark, please.
Steve Martin, Mary Steenburgen, Diane Weiss, Jason Robards.
You're an asshole.
Fuck yeah, bro.
you very much.
Oh, shit.
I'm fucking baseball bat at that shit.
Jesus.
Wow. Who would you put after Jason Robards?
Rick
show
Moranis.
Off? Rick Moranis, really?
No.
Because that's correct. Who would you put after him, though? There's no way you can do another one.
Harley Jane Kozak?
Whoa, she's like, you're like three or four off. What an idiot. Tom Hulse, Martha Plimpton, Keanu Reeves, yeah. Harley
Hold on a
Kozak.
Sec.
Huh? What's up?
Hold
What's
on
up,
a sec.
Mark?
I paid my money and I want a fucking answer. Hold on a sec. I paid
all
my money and I want a fucking
correct.
Answer.
It's correct.
Hold on a sec.
I heard Huckabee.
You fucking nailed
yeah!
it.
Yeah! Yeah!
I'm gonna fall for that shit every time.
Fucking I heard Huckabees. Me and the Russ.
Who does it? Who does it? You were there when he fought with Clooney. You were there when he fought with Lily Tomlin and Dustin Hoffman. Like, but you get along with him okay. You did the fighter with him.
Yep. You know why? He knows how to fight.
Why didn't you put on a stupid beard and run around in American Hustle? What went wrong there? Were you too... Whoa, this is a sore spot?
No, it's good. I don't like being in Oscar-nominated fucking movies. Here's the deal. He was like... Please don't make me put Christian Bale on another fucking movie. Will you please gain the weight? And I said, bro, I'll gain muscle. But I ain't gaining fucking fat. You know what we call that? Deal breaker.
Yeah, he really let himself go. Like, he kind of inspired me to diet more.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, oof.
Making a whole bunch of ugly dudes think they can fuck Amy Adams. I'll tell you right now, guys.
I still buy that part of it. I
mean, no, don't fucking buy that.
Women are pretty nice. Women are cool.
Nope, it was all
they'll,
a script.
They'll totally fuck dudes that look like that.
Okay.
He gave her a bunch of dresses.
You know what? You're right. Andy lied to her. You got to keep that self-esteem low.
I don't even know what movie you're talking about.
I'm just saying in David O. Russell movies.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't know what we were talking about?
For the last half
minute. We didn't know what we were talking about.
Did you ever get in a fight with David O. Russell on a set?
Oh, Chris with the hard-hitting shit.
Yeah, no, I want to know.
No, because if I'm the EP and in the movie, I'll fight anybody. Okay. But if you have the possibility to go, hey, I think we're going to go another direction, I just walk away, break something, and then I come back.
Seems like a good system.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. Just let him cross. Just let him cross. Just let him cross. Why won't you let him cross? They're going to fucking kill him. Just let him cross. Oh, you fucking don't know it. Say the full title, Doug.
Do you think you're Gordon Joseph Levitt in Dark Knight Rises?
No, just let him fucking
cross.
Because
that's what he says.
Just let him cross. They're going to fucking kill him. Just let him cross.
The Departed?
No.
Three Kings.
It is Three Kings.
Yay! Dude over here said it almost the same time as me.
And a little bit before. A
little quicker. Yeah, he was a little quicker. He was a little quicker, but I was on it. At Koji Werner. Who's going first this time? Who was left out of that last one?
I was.
Marky Mark? Mm. Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
What's that?
Nothing.
You know what? I
called you the wrong name.
You're a fan. It's fine.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
We'll
very
start
much.
With Mark and then go to Chris. Of course, Chris has a point and Sam has a point, Mark.
Yep.
Yeah. At Koji Werner suggested Barton.
Oh, I see what you meant. You don't want to know what?
Huh?
Big picture? I'm still winning. Take it how you want it. Let's do this.
Koji suggested Barton Stink. Barton Stink. That's movies with John Turturro that Leonard Maltin gave less than 2 stars. At Syntrix Phone, Syntrix Phone, suggested The Nut Job, and that's a movie where a woman is dressed as a man. The Nut Job. And at David K. Ashton suggested Full Metal Jacket, and that's movies where robots have sex. A robot has sex in Full Metal Jacket.
So we got dudes dressed as ladies, robot sex, and what was that first one?
John Turturro, Less Than Two from Leonard.
That dude doesn't make bad movies. Except...
Can I ask you, have you seen any of the Transformers films before signing on to be in one?
Oh, fuck yeah. The trailers or the full movie?
I think Turturro's in both.
Yep.
Yeah.
Killing it.
All right.
Did you get to ride a dinosaur on this one?
I'm not going to fucking spoil that. I will say this, though. In person, they don't look the same.
Transformers?
Yep.
Or John Turturro.
Or dinosaurs.
Or dinosaurs. Yeah. Which one of those categories would you like, Mark?
Let's go Johnny T. Okay. I'm sorry, John Turturro.
Okay, yes. Wow. I was confused. Would you like a John Turturro movie from 2001 or 2011?
You know what?
What?
Let's make it fun. Let's go 11.
Okay. That's more fun?
Yeah, it's a better number.
That's more fun than 2001?
Yep.
1.5 from Leonard. He says this movie, he asks, where's the fun in all of this? That's not a good review. And he also says, this movie's got Presidents Kennedy, Nixon, and Obama in it, which is a weird way to describe them.
Because it just means money?
Just never heard it said that way before, but I guess that makes sense. What do you think?
I don't know. How many names are there?
I'm going to tell you. We've got a whopping... 15 names? I'm going to recheck that. 15.
15 names of Johnny T. Yeah. A lot of presidents. Mm-hmm. I'm not in it?
You're not allowed to ask that.
Okay. I don't think I was. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, please.
Give me like 8.
Okay. He says 8 names, Chris.
I have an idea, but I want to hear Mark Wahlberg name that movie.
All right.
Oh, interesting. Strategic play, if ever there was one. Yeah. Sam is just...
We all better hope Mark Wahlberg gets this fucking movie.
Okay. Why should we all hope for that? It seems like just you need to hope for that.
I just hate getting boxed out. That's why. I hate getting boxed out.
Oh, right. He will fly into a rage and turn...
I will not.
He will turn into a small dog.
Makes the game not fun.
I will not. I won't do anything bad. I will walk around. I will look for the least most important person. I will punch that person. Then I will come back.
All right. So you need to do it in 8 names?
Yeah. I'm going to hear 8 names.
Yeah.
Then we'll see what happens.
Leonard Nimoy.
Mm-hmm.
I just said it differently. It doesn't count as 2 names. Hugo Weaving. Peter Cullen. Alan Tudyk, the great Tudyks. Ken Jeong, Dr. Ken Jeong in some circles. Julie White. Kevin Dunn, Patrick Dempsey.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, those are your names.
They're all good-looking people.
Let me help you out. It's not Grey's Anatomy the movie.
Damn it. What were the last 2 names? Patrick Dempsey and who?
Kevin Dunn. Great Kevin Dunn. Chicago actor.
The great Kevin Dunn, Sam added.
He and I were in jobs together.
He's on True Dicks.
Oh, True Detective, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You and I, we worked the same day on the Steve Jobs movie, even though we had no scene together. And so we were hanging out at the trailer camp together. And I was like, hey, Kevin Dunn, can I ask you a weird question? He's like, yeah, what's up? And I went, so you were in that movie Snake Eyes. And he goes, yeah. And I go, Gary Sinise's character in that movie plays a guy named Kevin Dunn. That's pretty crazy, right? And he was like, yes, it was weird, but his character spelled Dunn differently than I spell it. I'm just trying to buy Wahlberg some fucking time!
Wait.
God!
You're gay? Kim's a dude?
Huh, Kevin?
Wait, you're gay? Kim's a dude? Wait. You're gay?
The other guys?
Kim's a dude?
Oh, Kim's a dude.
Rockstar?
It is Rockstar.
Nice!
Early McNulty in that fucking movie.
I forgot about that.
What's the answer, though?
Is it Transformers 2? Dark of the Moon.
Why does it...
Transformers 2, Dark Side of the Moon. I feel like we're about to have a semantic argument.
You fucking give it to him.
It's not an argument, but Sam's just give it to you. It's called Transformers, colon, yes. Dark of the Moon.
I've got to fucking say colon?
Was it? No, you don't have to say colon. Was it the second one, though?
No.
No.
Wait, so have that we was gone wrong. Final?
Huh?
Have we gone final?
Oh, no, no. You still get to answer. Let me read you the entire review. No, we have a three-way tie, ladies and gentlemen, because Sam Levine is a good sport. I wouldn't give it to him. If Sam Levine wasn't here, I would not give him the point.
Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Mark.
That's part of the fun to me, is these fucking subtitles on all these goddamn movies.
Really, why do they do that?
Really makes it a challenge.
It's like the movie was called The Burbs. That's it. It's not called fucking The Burbs Killing Your Neighbors.
No, it was, in fact, the full title was The Burbs, colon...
You're fucking with me, was it really?
One Crazy Day in America. No.
Oh, my God.
All right, who goes first? What just happened?
Mark got the point.
Yeah, but who challenged him?
I did.
All right, so Sam is up, and then we go to Chris, and Sam gets a pick from the following categories. We have a three-way tie.
Oh,
fuck the
it's
categories.
So exciting.
It's time for asparagus pee.
Whoa.
Yeah. The tiebreaker category. Let me explain it to Mark and to Chris. You may not have experienced this. This is where I read you the entire review, tell you everything about it, except the cast, and then the bidding begins with Sam Levine, and it becomes a game of how many people that are in this movie can we name.
In order.
But every once in a while, it becomes a game of one of the panelists is so dumb that they don't even know what movie I'm talking about. Sometimes two.
Does the cast have to be named in order on this one?
Once you bid negative names, yes. So okay. Negative one means the top person, negative two, top two, etc.
I got The Rock now.
Invincible?
No. I got The Rock now. Everybody listen up.
Oh, Planet of the Apes.
No.
Oh.
I got The Rock now. Everybody listen up.
The Happening?
Nope, it's right after I punch a dude. Swear to God. I got The Rock now. Everybody listen up.
Just because you keep saying it doesn't mean we're going to get it.
Pain and Gain.
Nope.
Pain and Gain?
I got The Rock now. Everybody listen up.
Jesus, what
are you
be?
Sure it's not Planet of the Apes?
Yep.
Max Payne?
Nope. I got this right now.
Four Brothers?
It is Four Brothers.
Yeah! You know it'd be Four Brothers or Two Guns. And three or Three Kings.
This movie got 3.5 stars. From Leonard. Who's going first?
I am.
Okay, Sam.
So how what?
3.5
the year?
Stars from Leonard.
Year.
The year is 2012.
Oh, that's recent.
When evil Loki from Asgard threatens the very future of humanity on Earth. Agent Nick Fury of S.H.I.E.L.D. summons the Avengers to save the day, but first they have to find a way to get along with each other. Outstanding comic book movie based on the Marvel characters created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby. Blah, 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 blah. Title on screen is Marvel's The Avengers. And he lists
19 names.
Yeah.
Sam Levine, start us off. Zero names, of course, would be the pussy bid. Negative one.
And you said it's got to be in order?
Seems doable to me.
Yeah, I'll do negative
one.
It's
got to be in order. He says negative one, Mark.
Damn.
Can you name the top two bills?
Goes to Chris. Goes to Chris, Doug. Goes to Chris.
I know. I really like talking to Mark. I have a feeling it's going to be his last time on the show. What are you going to do with that, Chris?
Let's keep the tension going. Negative two.
He says negative two, Mark. Can you go deeper than two?
And at the end of that, you said the title on the screen says, right? Because that was it? Oh, yeah, laugh it up like Loki's been in one fucking movie. All right.
It's the Avengers. It's okay. We've established that.
No, I was just making sure. I'm serious.
I like your intensity.
It's the order part that fucking gets you.
Right?
Because I can't even name all my siblings.
I'm sure if you say three, Sam's going to have to really think about it for a while, so you'll have some more time to figure it out.
That would be more fun.
Or you can make you can make Chris do it. But if he gets it right, that's it. He's the winner. He comes back to tell us yet again in 2 weeks from now about the
so if I
Kickstarter.
If I go three, right?
What?
If I go three.
Yeah.
If I fucking say, okay, I can do three.
I think Sam will go four. That's
right.
That's my prediction.
But either way, he's going to either get it right or I'm going to get it wrong and he's going to get a point, right?
Huh?
If he gets it right or I get it wrong, he gets a fucking point.
No. No. I go negative four, then it goes to Chris.
It's just like The Departed.
Yeah. Chris will be challenged to go even deeper.
You mean
you don't
Departed?
Know what's going to happen when you pass it.
The movie where I was the lone survivor. Check it out, people.
But yeah, you either got to challenge Chris to win.
I could do three. I'm not fucking around.
Okay, he says three.
Name that movie.
Easy. Good. The Avengers. I just did what he asked, bro. So the answer
Too
to my question...
Too bad this isn't the Do What Sam Asks game.
The answer to my question was yes.
Yes.
Right?
No. You have to
Are
name...
Are you fucking kidding me, right? Am I the only person who understands how things work?
You gotta...
I was
name,
either
going. Hang on, I'm
you
gonna
name the top three people.
I was just saying either way. I
in
get it wrong
the
or,
correct order. Oh people are gonna go ape shit.
Bro.
People are gonna love this if you do this.
Bro,
they're gonna
I'm gonna
go
be so impressed if you get this.
Yeah.
In fucking order.
Top three in order.
Who would be top three? Well, you
just
know,
look at that movie. Just
I know,
think
but,
about that
I know,
movie.
But you know for sure.
Come on,
it ain't
you can do
fucking
it.
Mark Ruffalo.
Come on. Who's number one? Give me a number one. Come on.
Man.
Apologies to put your hands together. Give it to me.
I know. I'm sorry.
Give it.
I'm trying to think of the goddamn Avengers right now. And
just
who's
look
the
at
biggest
him, all
one?
All those costumes, glistening.
Yeah.
Heroing.
It's like a Hulk, and there's a fucking Captain dude with a shield. There's that dude with that fucking...
Sam's like, don't help him.
Hammer.
Help me help you, dude.
Can I talk to a girl in the audience?
I'll give you a clue. Okay. One of them is not a human plant.
Perfect. Let's just get it out of the way right away.
Okay.
It's the only fucking name I can think of. I don't know if this dude even deserves top billing.
Okay.
Because of what he... Never mind.
All right.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, dude. Sam Levine is our winner. Which order would you go, Sam? This is the show-off spot. Chris Mancini, can you show off?
Yeah, Downey's got to be number one,
Robert
right?
Downey Jr. is first, yes.
Yes, then who's second?
I think it'd be Samuel Jackson be second, because he's in all the
All right, you're there. Out.
Yeah, Sam? I would have gone with Hemsworth.
Oh, no, he's
no?
fourth.
He's fourth, all right, then I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah, he went Chris Evans, and I bet you it's because of that time on this show that Chris Evans said to Leonard, name it, bitch.
Oh, yeah.
So I think Leonard is like, ooh, I better, you know, but you can't put him over Robert Downey Jr.
Then Ruffalo.
And Ruffalo's number three. Yeah. I'm sorry,
really?
Mark.
Really? He got fucking
I'm
three?
Sorry, Mark, yeah.
Okay, he worked that deal out.
He got fucking number three. So Sam Levine, can you come back in 2 weeks?
You know I can, Doug.
All right. And I believe with the negative... You went negative and you won the game, so that means that you are back in the mix in the Tournament of Championships.
God
ongoing. right now we're trying to get another person to compete in the next round because Jeff Garlin is hard to nail down. Jeff Garlin's a troublemaker.
That guy's a loose cannon.
Yeah, he's a total LC. So we will see what happens. Let me see that shithead that you got there, Chris Mancini. Real quick, Chris, one more time, plug whatever you want.
We're actually doing a Kickstarter campaign for a podcast documentary called Earbuds, and it ends on February 24th, so listen quickly and go to Kickstarter.com. Earbuds, and it'll be great. It features Doug Benson, Mark Maron, and all your favorite podcasters, and it'll be really cool documentary, kind of talk about the history of podcasting and the connection between the fans and the podcasters.
Thank you, Chris. Sam...
Yeah, buddy.
Played for Elliot. Elliot, come get your prizes. There are just a heap of prizes on the floor.
Yes, and Elliot, while I agree very much with your shithead, I'm afraid it will not be set up.
Yeah, we don't get to say it. Although, you know what? Give it to me, because I don't like the shitheads I got. So I might as well throw this one in.
Oh, there you go, Elliot.
Oh.
And just remember.
Turns out I don't like it.
I'll
say it, though.
I'll be right here. Boy, that was the slowest fucking burn. Literally, that thing I could have pinpointed by person who was getting it in the room.
Mark Wahlberg, Chris Mancini, and Sam the Man Levine, everybody.
Nice, guys.
See you in 2 weeks, little Wolverine.
All right.
And as always, Olivia Culbreth is a shithead.
Do you care if I do a show right after this one?
Yeah, put your hands together.
All right, I'm in.
They have to ask you. It's not up to me.
All right, fair enough.
But yeah, I'm sure you could, you know, just bully your way in like you do.
He's not a bully. He's not a bully. He's misunderstood.
Though. Yep.
What movie is that from?
I guess I popped both your cherries.
Boogie Nights?
No, close though.
Big Hit?
No.
It's close to Boogie Nights.
The Italian Job.
No. Nope.
Rockstar?
I'll give you a hint. I was the first dude in a movie to go like this.
Basketball Diaries?
Nope. Fuck that Wolf of Wall Street shit.
Wolf of Wall Street.
No. Now I guess I popped both your cherries. Right now there are people screaming at their
what
iPhones.
What the fuck could that be?
Jesus.
I guess I popped both your cherries.
It's not the Lovely Bones.
No, that was Stanley Tucci's line.
No, I guess I'm
not painting game.
I guess I bought both your cherries.
Somebody save us! What's it from?
Fear. It's from Fear.
Fear again.
No, we already did.
Again with the fear.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Always with the fear.
Oh, yeah, well, I made up this fucking game. You and your colons.
And the Olympic ring operator, may he rest in peace, is a shithead.
He's not dead.
Yeah, he's not dead.
That's a rumor. It's a myth.
You know, come on. Oh, that is the joke. Here you go, Tiffany. Take your weird thing back. Jay Leno getting another send-off party is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another hockey. Eyes unfolded, viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room in his heart for you, Doug.